In 1985, the Commodore 64 seemed to be just another home computer. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the music on it, like Herbert and Elway. Go.
Hey, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 57, Commodore 64 remixes and original SID sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, spreading the Commodore love, this time from a different part of Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a music podcast featuring tunes from or inspired by the Commodore 64 home computer. Opening up today's show, Thomas Datert, BMX Kids from the Remix 64 Syntax Era album, obviously done in the style of Paul Hardcastle's 19. Coming up later today, catching up on some housekeeping as well as a recap of music news, and of course a lot of music. This episode revolves around the modern day reinterpretations of classic C64 music tracks that has been piling up in the episode 57 playlist on my computer. But first, a brief intermission. Thank you. Johan Andersson, West Bank. Now for the news, some personal and technical housekeeping up front. On a personal note, I haven't really touched my copy of the Pandemic board game in 2 years. Despite it being a really solid game, I don't think I need an imaginary pandemic to distract me from a real life one. I really do hope that everyone out there is safe and that you have fully recovered if you managed to catch the bug. If you think that I sound a bit different compared to earlier episodes, it's because I'm recording this from my new home away from home using a Rode NT-USB microphone. Not that my old recording rig stopped working or anything, this one just takes up way less space and has less knobs to fiddle with as well, making setup and teardown easier and allowing me to record from the aforementioned home away from home. Compared to the flat that I'm usually bringing you the podcast from, this place is an old wooden house that has way more bird life around it, including a pair of magpies that for some reason really like to jump across the roof from time to time. So if the microphone picks that up, consider it part of the ambience. As for the recap of music news, the first item really isn't directly music related, but kind of sort of. Chuck Peddle, the man who designed the MOS 6502 processor that ran my first computer, the Commodore VIC-20, and its successor, the 6510, which is what keeps the C64 running. Sadly, Chuck passed away on December 15th, 2019, a few days after I recorded episode 56. A 2-minute knob loop was executed in his honor. The HVSC has had several updates since the last episode. Matt Gray has successfully kickstarted 2 full volumes of the Reformation series. Reformation, get it? And Reformation 5. If you're late to the party, Ref 4 has already come out and Ref 5 is still in the works. Matt Gray really is a cool fruit who knows where his towel's at, and he sticks to his deadlines. Well, speaking of deadlines, ironically, Jerome Tell's Tell Me More album has yet to see the light of day. More symphonic goodness is coming our way, people, this time including one of my all-time favorite C64 chip tunes, Nemesis the Warlock, which is getting the orchestral treatment via the 8-bit symphony's second half. Recording was postponed by the pandemic, but everything is now, as they say, in the can and will be available later. You can pre-order it now, either as a digital download, a double CD, or a double CD signed by Rob Hubbard. And in the last bit of crowdfunding news, the Fastloaders C64 Rocks also funded and production is underway, and that one can be pre-ordered as well. And that's it for the news. Now for the music. First up, we're going deep into the heart of the hard drive. This is Wobbler, Bitewaver's intro, Djupt I hjertet av harddisken. Oh,
Commodore 64. It has a built-in chip which is called the Sound Interface Device, the SID. Now it does a lot of good things, and you've heard some of the sound effects and music played during the games. I'd like to show you how some of that happens. We won't talk about the special sound effects. Those can be done by any old chip. I'd like to talk about music. That's where some of the quality of the SID chip really comes out.
Thank you.
memory. Let's take a look inside the box and see what we have in here.
First up in that set, Byte Rapers intro, Djupt I Hjertet af Harddisken, followed by Commando vs. Last Ninja 2 Streetloader, a blues mashup by Johan Andersen, and finishing off that first set, Sophisticated 3 Part 1, I Adore My C64 Edit. And who doesn't adore their C64? I, for one, am a huge fan, but you already guessed that. Anyway, more music. First up, we're going epic.
Just the number of you. race. We no play no game. Boulder Dash. Boulder Dash.
Here's the title theme, epic vocal soundtrack by Anthony Walters, followed by Ground, Pump Up the Insomnia by Vincenzo, and last, Boulder Dash, the Jamrock Dash mix by Mackie. Next up, a trio of lesser-known C64 tracks, remixed by Linus, Ivan Sommerstein, and Ox. Take it away, Linus.
Thank you.
Inspector Ironbeard by Linus Gaplus by Ivan Sommerstein, and Exos Acid 2 Bring the Beat Back by Ox. And so we have come to the end of this 57th episode of the C64 Takeaway. Before we part ways, the usual practical information. For notes and links to everything featured on today's episode, point your browser of choice to c64takeaway.com/5757. Also, please get in touch either by leaving your comments on the website, on Twitter, where the username is C64Takeaway, or as always, using good old-fashioned email to c64takeaway@gmail.com. And if you're able to spare a few minutes to write a review on iTunes, that will also help other people discover this podcast. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to listen to this. I know I'm not the most reliable podcaster host out there, and sure, I could have used the pandemic lockdowns as a springboard to produce more episodes, but obviously that didn't happen. In fact, a lot of things didn't happen for 2 years. Anyway, whether you're new to this podcast or if you've been a constant companion since the pre-pandemic times, thank you for listening. May your love of C64 chiptunes and remixes be with you, always. Closing out today's show on both a sad and very upbeat note, on March 30th, 2022, Erwin Bakewelt, aka Tron, sadly passed away way too early. I knew Erwin as a member of the Subversive Elements Collective and as a very talented remixer in his own right. And as that crazy Dutchman who released an earworm on the world with They Are Taking the Hobbits to Isengard. While Erwin and I weren't that close and rarely ran into each other in real life, it was always a genuine pleasure when it did happen. In Erwin's honor, I'm going to be closing out this episode on the show with something very energetic and a little bit crazy. Just like he was. His take on Fred Gray's Bounces, done in a glam rock style, also cramming this small virtual club stage, is a overdriven Hammond organ, an upright Steinway, Glockenspiel, a Fender bass, three guitars and one mad drummer. Oh, and before anyone out there is confused, yes, the intro is indeed Shadowfire. Take care. Bye-bye.